Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford Blackrock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting giddy on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who have nightmares about sitting next to a Nori on the train. Fifi underscore back from Davos said, it's a balls that you have to drive up to Dublin for the old Christmas shop. Wouldn't it be the business if you could neck a bottle of bubbles with some biatches from Dublin for in sachet home on the train? Leonora underscore won't bore you said, tell me about it, babe. I got the train down last year and ended up sitting across from this one from Tralee, who spent 2 hours on the phone talking about her greyhound. Hashtag never again. I was straight back to them saying, this is a joke. If the royal family can have their own train, surely it's not beyond Irish Rail to lay on a dedicated luxury carriage for Douglas Road stunners. The rest of the biatches thought it was a great idea, which is a rarity seeing they usually ignore me because my brother only went to Colostracree. Brona underscore Ona Tesla said, you'd think that between us we'd have enough pull to sort out a stunner's only carriage. After all we've done for the less well-off in Cork at must-go charity balls. So Audrey, I'm very excited. They're after giving me the job of organising the whole thing. Do you know where I can get an amazeballs train carriage? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang Buckingham Palace there and asked if the royal carriage was available for rent. The langer on the phone said, what gives you the impression the royal family will do anything to make money? I said, everything I've heard about them.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Valle d'Asmond. Well, there's only one question on everyone's lips up here in North Cork, and that's how do you tune in to ITV? Berna started it the other night when she came over my place to see if they'd make that gull Matt Hancock eat a bowl of monkey box on I'm a Celeb. Wasn't she scrolling away through the old Insta when she left a roar out of her saying, Jesus tonight, Rosaline, for a Ballad Desmond. All anyone is talking about is Roy Keane at the World Cup. And even though he's from Cork, there is no way to look at his punditry because he's on the old ITV. Well, the word went around the town, and didn't it emerge that Maisie Mangan's son, the biggest nerd in North Cork, had tuned her satellite so she could watch Roy? Christ, on a bike, but you can't move over there now on match night. The whole place is in her sitting room. And yes, we bring our own food. It isn't like we're from Skeptoglen. The soccer is about as exciting as a talent show in Knocknagree, Audrey. It's hardly worth it for the bit of perving at Roy. Maisie's nerves wouldn't be the best. Do you think it would be okay to ask her to switch over to Can't Pay, We'll Take It Away? Rosaline, Ballad Desmond.
I said to Mike Connor last night, do we have ITV? He said, why? I said, because I want to perv at Roy Keane during the World Cup. He said, do you realise that's embarrassing for me? I said, why? Because he's from the north side.
Come here. What's the story with making it easier for savages to come into Cork City? Myself and the old doll were watching the news there last night. They announced a dart for Cork, where they're basically building a langer load of new train stations in East Cork. The old doll said, that's a game changer, don't you? We should move to Carrigtool. She said, nah, girl. She said, why? Because it's Carrigtool, you go on me. I'd rather go to a poetry reading in St. Luke's. Come on, like, the minute you go past Little Island, you're surrounded by people who have names for their tractor. But his brother moved to Middleton. Now his family can only make out every second word he's saying. Do you know the way they got that really annoying accent in Dublin after they built the dart? It do sound like a pregnant donkey. Well, if the same thing happens here, we all looking at East Cork speak, becoming the dominant accent on Lee side. End of civilization, Audrey. Can we stop it? Don't you know any? Blackpool.
Well, it's better than the West Cork accent taking over. We don't want people thinking we're from Kerry.
Now listen up, Paddy. I don't wish to alarm you, but it is my belief you are in extreme danger. If things carry on like this, there's every chance you'll end up living next door to the World Cup champions. I'm sure it hasn't escaped your notice that we English tend to crow a bit about our victories, possibly as they are few and far between. If you would like to get away from us, I have a suitably sized island in the Caribbean, available to rent. Do let me know, because the Scots and the Welsh are asking for it as well. Lord Edmund de Servant Spanker, London and Jamaica.
Don't know about the rest of the country and I don't care, but here in Cork we're well used to blocking out noisy neighbours who can't stop banging on about their latest win in the football championship. Hashtag it, we won it again.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.